MLB stars of the game, and I got the man over here, BH.
Yes, sir.
How we doing today?
Good. So,
introduce yourself to my audience.
Brian Hudson, left-handed pitcher for the White Sox.
Brian, where are you from?
Southern Illinois, Alton, Illinois.
Southern Illinois?
Yep.
What you know about this big city?
I don't honestly not much. I'm really close to St. Louis, so I know a lot more about St. Louis.
So, Alton, Illinois. Alton, how many people Illinois. In that town?
It's like, I think 70,000, 50,000 maybe.
Oh, you just lost. That's one block in Chicago.
Yeah, I know. It's nothing compared to here.
So we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes. What's this big league experience been like for you?
Oh, man, it's been awesome. We have a great group of guys here. And, yeah, just super thankful and blessed to be here every day competing for a win.
I've always told my guys, the quickest way to the big league is pitching and catching.
Yep.
Are you a pitcher?
Yep.
And a lefty. Those are rarities now.
Yeah.
So what was your success?
You know, just I guess started in high school, just kind of knew what I wanted to do. Like baseball and basketball at the same time, and baseball obviously took over. And yeah, I just kind of stayed focused, kept working on it, kept working, and before I knew it, I was, you know, super close to getting there, and just kept going, and step by step, got here.
Baseball and basketball, so you want my words to think you was an athlete, huh?
Yeah.
Did you have them skills? Were you Michael Jordan out there?
I'm sorry?
Were you Michael Jordan out there?
No. I was a center. I was just rebounds, layup here and there, dunk here and there, but that was about it.
So, you know, left-handed pitchers have natural movement on the ball. So what was your pitch that got you over the hump?
Mine was the sweeper, I guess, slider sweeper. I, you know, found that pitch very early in high school and kind of perfected it. Not perfected, just worked on it a ton, and I think that created a bunch of success for me. Being able to locate that for strikes. And,
so what was high school baseball like for you?
It was, you know, typical Southern Illinois baseball. Good competition, cold weather to start the season, and yeah, well, you know, we're dealing with the weather throughout the season, but you know, it was fun, man. It was probably some of the most fun baseball I've had playing.
So what was your journey after high school baseball?
So after high school, you know, I played on a few summer teams with my friends or whatever. Didn't really do much travel ball, but then my senior year I was drafted by the Cubs. Spent 7 years in the minors with them, and then signed a minor league deal to the Dodgers as a free agent, and then made my debut with them at 23. And from there, I was traded to the Brewers, where I spent 24 and parts of 25. Then I was traded from the Brewers to the White Sox, went back out to 25, and then back for 26.
Hey, so you spent 7 years in the minors?
Yeah, 7 years.
Now, most kids think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's a misconception. You know, there's still it was kind of an eye-opening experience getting drafted, you know. I was, you know, considered one of the best in my school and in my conference, and you get to these facilities with all these other pro guys, and you're quickly not the best. You quickly realize everyone is just as good as you, and you got a lot of work to do. So it took me some years, and, yeah, I kind of worked my way up level by level, and finally made it 23.
So how did you find out you had to get out on your own and mature and wash your clothes and cook and feed yourself, but no more mama?
No, yeah, that was a big part of it too. You know, I'd never been on an airplane before I was drafted, so my first flight was out to Arizona for season pretty much. Signed my professional contract and whatever, so it was a very eye-opening experience. There's a lot of learning going on in that first year, 2 years of pro ball.
In Arizona from the Midwest, it was like 90, 100 degrees every day out there.
Oh, yeah, 100 plus. I mean, I was almost lost out there. I'm used to seeing, you know, the green trees, the green grass. You get out there in the middle of summer, it's dusty. So it was different, but very thankful for it all, man. It wouldn't change it.
So, I mean, as you progress and you made your way up and you got up to the big leagues, I mean, how much of an eye-opening experience was that?
Oh, it was awesome, you know. Chasing that dream, you know, it's been a dream of mine since a little kid, and just chasing it. You know, there's ups and downs, lots of downs, but you just learn to stay even headed through it all and just keep going, you know, keep working on your craft and understanding that, you know, every day's not going to be great, but they're all good, so.
So after 7 years, when you got to the big leagues, did you cry?
Yeah, you cried.
You look like a cry.
No, not on the field or anything like that, but, you know, with mom and pops afterwards, that was cool.
We know mama cried.
Oh, yeah, she cried the whole game.
You know, Pop probably just sitting there like, oh, that's my boy. Yeah, Pop won't go get those two.
Yeah, he's stone faced. You know, he don't show no emotion. So.
Okay, last question. You get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walking in the locker room for the very first time, see you uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
Oh, man, that was unbelievable. It was that subtle feeling, like that slight feeling of like, this is real, you know. It's like you always dream it. You know, a thousand different things go through your head on how that day is going to be, and it was nothing like how I dreamed of. It was all more amazing. So,
and I said last question, but this is the last one. Yeah. Who was your first major league strikeout? Who did you strike out first?
My first major league strikeout was Blake Siebel from the Giants.
So I bet you got that ball too.
Oh, I did. I got the ball, the lineup, the whole nine yards. So.
Coach with the man. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.